Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 430. I hope you all are well. Any feedback, questions, suggestions, sponsorships, or anything, please email Rabbi Yismach at take10fortorah.org. So in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo, I always like to grab something from the Parsha, just at least guides me in the millions of topics that we could theoretically talk about. So in this week's Parsha, we have a very interesting Pasuk. The Pasuk describes the command to take the Karban Pesach. So it says, Vayikra Moshe l'chol zikni Yisrael, Vayomar aleihem, he tells all the elders, Mishchu ukechu lachem tzon l'mishpacho seichem, grab, mishchu, pull, and take a sheep for your families, so that v'shachatu ha-pesach, so that you'll be able to have the Karban Pesach. So, of course, the strange language of mishchu ukechu, pull and take, what's that talking about? So Rashi says, mishchu says, mishiyesh lo tzon yimshach mishalo. Pull is referring to if you have your own sheep. Kechu means if you have to go buy, buy. Okay, Medrash says that the word mishchu is there to imply mishchu, pull away from something before you do this. Pull away specifically from Avodah Zarah. And we see that expression of pulling away used in the context of Avodah Zarah throughout Tanakh. The Ramban says it means to pull it out of the flock. But there might be another reference over here on the Pasuk that might indicate what this Pasuk really means. Remember, it says, Mishchu ukechu lachem tzon, pull and take your sheep, l'mishpachoseichem, for your families. It says Rabbeinu Bachya, l'mishpachoseichem, he says something very wise. Mikan shechayav adam l'karev krovav kedei shiyismachu imahem b'yomim tovim. A person is supposed to bring their family together so that they can rejoice with them on the holidays. Beautiful idea. We are promised in the end of days, hopefully we don't have to wait that long, that we will be brought close to our families and we will all be close. Now we know, of course, the risk in families. The entirety of Sefer Bereishis is about that risk. That risk is the more interactions you have with somebody, the more risk that interaction and that relationship will have, the more interactions you have. So therefore, family is, of course, at risk. And we saw this entirety of Sefer Bereishis. Nobody really gets along, and we'll get back to that in a moment. And so we have this very interesting medrash, which associates this pasuk of Mishchu Ukechu with another medrash. It says, there's another pasuk. Where is this other pasuk? Pasuk is in Bereishis Lamed Zayin, pasuk Chav Ches, Vayavru, Anoshim Midyonim Socharim. The Midyonim, the merchants, passed by, where? Passed by the hole that Yosef was thrown into by his brothers, and they pull him out and they take him out. So the Medrash says, because going down to Egypt was through pulling, so therefore it says, we are pulled into Mitzrayim, so to speak, so there's this Mishchu where we get pulled out. Perhaps one is an atonement for the other. And so this idea that we're supposed to put everybody together with this mishcha, we're supposed to pull everybody together, and mishpacho seichem, so that the families are able to get along, to be able to talk, to be able to converse, and to be able to hopefully be mekurav, to become close, is one of the very important parts of Pesach. Perhaps, one might suggest, is because the entirety of Sefer Bereishis leads to Galus Mitzrayim, leads to the exile of Egypt. And so to be able to be redeemed from the exile in Egypt, one has to learn the secret of Mishchu, to be able to pull yourself not away from others, but to pull everybody together. And indeed, we have such halachos that on the holidays, Chayav Adam Lios Sameach V'Tov Lev V'Moed, a person is supposed to be happy. And so when the Shulchan Aruch refers to that, it says, Hu V'Ishtu U'Bana B'Chol Anel V'Melav, a person and his wife and his children, everybody is supposed to be happy. Ketzan Masamchan, how do you make them happy? So each one, you buy them stuff, and it usually refers to tangible goods, physical pleasures, maybe drinking wine, maybe eating meat, the eating meat of the karbanos that we once did. You try to do what you can, but there seems to be a more fundamental and basic premise that in order to have people who are happy around the holidays, the people should be happy around the holidays. Not just through stuff, maybe that'll make people happier, the stuff itself, but through the relationships that we have with each other. There's a very similar idea when it comes to Megillas Esther and the holiday of Purim. It says, V'hayamim ha'elein iskarim ina'asim b'chol avadar. These days of Purim will be remembered, they will be performed, the mitzvahs will be performed in every generation. Mishpacha u'mishpacha, by every family individually. Rashi says, Mishpacha u'mishpacha, misasfim yachad va'ochlin v'sholsin yachad v'kach kiblu aleihem shimei ha'Purim lo yavru. They will be gathered together, and not just in parts, but yachad, specifically all together. V'ochlin, and they eat, v'shosin yachad, and they drink together. We find in Sefer HaChaim, which is a book composed by the Maharal's brother, he writes, v'kach haya haminag, af miyamim hakadmonim, from early days, from a very long time. Leos l'chal mishpacha, mishpacha yom yuchad b'shana, that every family should have a particular day in the year, shahilam l'mishta u'l'simcha. They should have their day of mishta and simcha. Of course, the phrase is itself borrowed from Purim. U'kmo shamar David ki zevach mishpacha lanu b'yir. We have a family celebration. Everybody should have their day. He says, not necessarily even on holidays, not necessarily even on these significant milestone moments in the Jewish calendar, but in any day of the year, you should have a day that you are focused on putting the family together. The Ralbag refers to this kichu and this mishpachosechem that we have in our parsha. He says that there's this idea of bnei mishpacha royu sheyu krovim gam yacha. They should be close. They should have physical proximity. You know, some families like to live close by each other. Sometimes that could be even more difficult, but maybe it is a value. Kedei sheyagia me'ha'echa me'hem ala'echad ha'ezer ha'ro'i, they could help each other. And therefore, the Pasuk says we should have a seh l'mishpachosehem, so that we have one karbon for the entire family, that they're all together, and they're all going to be sharing it, biyachad, sharing it alike. And so, we have this peace idea of bringing the families together in Yom Tov, we have an Purim, we have maybe there should be a day a year that we're focused on this, and there's also an interesting Mishnah in Avos Reb Nasan. It says in Perek Chav Ches, Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer, Kol Hamesi Shalom Besoch Peso, Mala Alav Akasav Kiilu Mesem Shalom B'Yisrael, I'll call Echad Ve'echad. Anybody who makes peace in his home. And I'm avoiding talking about shalom bias between husband and wife, because that's the most fraught, perhaps. The most interactions exist between husband and wife. And that has a whole literature attached to the accomplishment of bringing peace and continuing peace between husband and wife. But here it says, anybody who makes shalom besoch beso, not just wives, but families and husbands, not just husbands, but families, etc. Mala lava kasu kilu mesem shalom b'Yisrael. It's as if they made peace amongst the Jewish people, every single individual Jew. Very, very significant statement. Okay? V'chol, and it continues, hametel kin v'sachos besoch beso, anybody who creates that that tension, who creates those fights, malav akasav kilometel kinav asachos b'Yisrael. It's as if it wasn't just your family, but you did it to the whole Jewish people. And so, what Reb Shimon Gamliel is trying to say, I believe, not only that, you know, if you make peace, you'll create peace thereby throughout the world, because, you know, the people in your family will learn from it, and they're going to do it in their families and their interactions, etc. But what we should see, where we might not otherwise, we should see our families as a little microcosm of the world. You know, our ability to make peace, we might say, hey, it's my brother, it's drama, it's you know, there's something over here which doesn't allow me to do it, but of course I'm a good guy elsewhere. So as a matter of fact, it says, no, that might be that nuclear family, and those relationships within that nuclear family might be the most critical ones. Those are the ones that al kol echad ve'echad b'Yisrael, all of those are dependent on. It's critical that we keep that family structure in place. We have the most motive to perhaps be upset, but at the same time, we have the most motive to bring it together. There's an interesting pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which I think expresses this. Mi tencha ka'achli, if only it could be as with a brother, refers to the love affair that we have, you know, if it's a metaphor between God and the Jewish people, but it says, mi tencha ka'achli, if only it could be as with a brother. So the Midrashim say, and they struggle with this, hopefully you'll be in love with us and brotherly in your relationship with us. But then the Medrash struggles, like, which brotherly relationship are we talking about? Lo ki kayin shaharig es achiv, lo ki yishmal shosana es yitzchak, lo ki esav shesitem es Yaakov. We had so many dysfunctional relationships in the Torah, and of course, lo ki shvatim shemachru es Yosef. So who are we talking about? Finally, the Medrash concludes, we're talking about Yosef, but perhaps we can tie it all together that the kechu u'mishchu, or I should say, the mishchu u'kechu, is about pulling together l'mishpachoseichem, pulling together, because the entirety of the story of Bereishis is about families separating. Perhaps that is why we are put in exile, and the goal is for us to feel that togetherness and for us to feel that unity, which is symbolized on the night of the Karban Pesach, that night that we got out, where families are together. Perhaps that should be a motive that we think about Parshas Bo, and as the holidays approach. Have a great day.